Onward with more Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Weddings, as you know, $14 or otherwise, are a big deal on this day of love. But February is also the busiest month of the year for the lingerie business, when Americans spend nearly $2 billion on all that intimate apparel. Randy Schreier is a second-generation lingerie maker at a company called Trashy Lingerie. Maybe you've seen it. The bright pink store on the corner of La Cienega and Oakwood, with its rotating window of buxom mannequins. It's been there for decades. And he joins us right now. Hi, Randy.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Happy Valentine's Day, by the way.
Happy Valentine's Day to you as well.
Trashy Lingerie has been around since 1973. So tell us a little bit about how your parents came up with the name and how it began. I mean, it was a shoe company at first, right?
Yeah. So originally we were a shoe store, and my dad started selling stockings to go with the high-heeled slutty sandals. And the girls loved the stockings, but there was nowhere really to find garter belts that match, because we used to dye the stockings in about 30 different colors. So we started dyeing the garter belts to match the stockings, and then my dad asked them, the people that we got them from, to make them a little bit better for laces, and they said no, so we just started making all of our own stuff.
What is it like, Randy, growing up making costumes? You apparently have done that for the likes of Madonna and Playboy bunnies as well. Is there a costume or an outfit that you designed that folks will maybe remember?
Probably the one that comes to mind that's probably the most iconic. There's two. The Fembots, the baby ball from the Fembots from Austin Powers.
Oh, yeah.
That's ours. And then it's actually kind of funny. The Legally Blonde, when she goes to the party as a bunny. And the same concept was also done as Bridget Jones' Diary, which was like released like a few months afterwards, but it was the same kind of concept. So both of those were ours. Those didn't come off the top of my head.
And Madonna with her lingerie on the outside of her other clothing?
Yeah, we did the bullet bras, bullet corsets for the Blonde Ambition tour. Cyndi Lauper was actually kind of the first one to really start wearing lingerie out, and we did a lot of stuff for her as well.
Does Madonna or Cyndi Lauper, do they come to the store for a fitting? Do you go to them? I mean, I assume you have to take measurements and get their input on everything, right?
Yeah, so basically, you know, depending on who it is, some people do come into the store and we fit them. And then some people have stylists or customers. They go in and they grab stuff, and then they're like the middle person, and then we kind of figure things out that way. So I'm kind of doing it a couple of different ways.
Who's your average customer? Do you have people, obviously, who come in off the street? What kinds of things are your best sellers?
Well, it's interesting is that I was actually thinking about this the other day, is that we're kind of like on our, I think it's like our sixth generation of customers, because we've been here for so long, which is kind of wild when you think about it. But, you know, we've had, you know, 80 some odd year old women, and we have now like 14, 15 year old girls that, like, last Halloween, their moms were bringing them in to get costumes.
Is it just women? Do men do this too? Do men choose things for their women friends?
Most of our men business will probably be like the day of or the day before, because guys like to procrastinate. So yeah, generally what I tell people is that if it's a guy, I said, buy something that you want to see her in, and then women, you know, buy what you're going to be comfortable in. And so that way it's, you know, we just tell the women, look, you only have to wear it for a few minutes to make them happy. And it usually works out pretty well.
Well, and yeah, not just women and men, but also obviously there are non-binary, queer folk who also want lingerie or want some kind of costuming. Do you have the apparel for them as well?
If we can't fit them off the rack, then we can make it for them. And it generally takes anywhere from a week to 10 days, just depending on how busy we are.
That's obviously more and more popular these days, right, than it has been in the past, for sure.
I would say it's not necessarily per se more popular. It's just more people are more comfortable in going out and asking for it. So back in the way, way, way long time ago, you would have a guy coming in and they would say, we'd ask them, you know, what size is your lady? And they would say, she's about my size. So it kind of clued us in what was going on, but we didn't necessarily say it. Now people come in and they say it's for me. You know, they're not ashamed or embarrassed or, you know, intimidated. So there's not so much, so many barriers, so to speak.
Yeah, not as much judgment for sure.
Correct.
How have you sort of made it this long? I mean, with so many fashion trends that have changed over the years. I mean, do you just keep up with it? I mean, how do you, is there like a support group or, you know, convention that you go? I mean, how does it all work?
Well, my feeling is that if you're talking about lingerie and costumes, especially, most of our quote unquote, if you want to call it competition, is companies that, you know, open up 300, 400, 500, 600 stores, you know, either nationally or globally. And what happens is that we create that much environment to have to produce that much product. By the time, if something changes and tastes change, you get stuck with a bunch of inventory, so you have to dump it. So a lot of these companies are either have gone out of business or go out of business. For us, we can come up with a new idea in the morning and have a finished product by the end of the day. So we are very nimble, and we can, and plus we also create a lot of fashion as well, you know, trends in lingerie.
How do you do that though? I mean, if you can have it by the end of the day, do you have tailors who put all that together for you? I mean, you just pick up the phone and say like, hey, this is what we want.
No, we've always been, we manufacture everything on the premises ever since the very beginning. So we have designers, and I have seamstresses on the site. And so we just sometimes, and our inspiration can come from, you know, a lace, a fabric, a goofy idea, whatever it may be. And then we just kind of put, you know, pen to paper and sketch something out. And then we start developing it. And then, and sometimes, you know, we can get it done by the end of the day or the next day, just depending on what the item is.
Is there anything that you're seeing this year that a lot of folks want for Valentine's Day?
You know, it's been kind of a mix and mash. There's been, you know, schoolgirl, which is usually, you know, usually always popular. Fetishy stuff's kind of picking back up again. And then just more romantic stuff. And girls always like a fuzzy robe, which is either long or short. And it has marabou trim around it that's sheer, which is always a good one.
I mean, let's face it, we all like a fuzzy robe, right?
Right. Every girl loves a fuzzy robe.
Well, I want to, again, wish you happy Valentine's Day. Randy Schreier of Trashy Lingerie over at La Cienega in Oakwood. Randy, thanks so much for coming on.
Pleasure's all mine. You have a happy Valentine's Day and take care.
Love is in the air, everywhere I look around. Love is in the air, every sight and every sound. And I don't know if I'm being foolish, don't know if I'm being wise, but it's something that I must believe in, and it's there when I look in your eyes.
Still ahead on GLA, there's Mocha and MoMA, the Getty and the Guggenheim, but how about a museum where love is the art on display right here at home? That's yours on Greater LA after this short break.